The text that we just read in the book of Mark is a fascinating account between Jesus and a young man. Jesus is having these theological discussions with the Jewish leadership of the day. And one of these young scribes is perceiving that Jesus is answering well. And so he asks Jesus the question, out of all the 613 commands in the Old Testament, which one is the most important?
他就问耶稣说, 在旧约的那里面的所有的316个命令里面, 哪一个是最大的?
And in answering this question, Jesus quotes two texts.
回答这个问题, 耶稣引用了两处的经文。
He quotes Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5.
生命记第六章,4到5节。
And he quotes Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18.
还有利未记的19章18节。
And he says, the command to love God and the command to love your neighbor is more important than any other commandment.
他说到就是说要爱主你的神,另外一个是要爱人如己是最重要的。
And so the young man responds, yes, this is true, and loving God is more important than anything we could give to God sacrificially.
这个文士这个年轻人就说,是的,爱神是最重要的,是比其他我们能够给神的都要最重要。
And Jesus answers the man and says, you are not far from the kingdom of God.
耶稣就回答他说,你离神的国不远了。
The young scribe was asking all the right questions.
那个年轻的文士所有问的问题都是很好的对的问题。
And frankly, he was giving all of the right answers.
然后诚实地讲, 他回答的也都是正确的回答。
He knew absolutely, positively that it was his responsibility to love God and to love his neighbor.
他绝对地知道, 很肯定地知道, 爱神是他的责任。
He knew what he had to do.
他知道他必须应该做什么。
The problem was,
但是问题是在于,
the object which he was supposed to be loving,
就是他所爱的那个对象,
the one for whom he was supposed to be completely and totally sold out in his life to,
就是他应该把他的生命完完全全地交托在那个对象上面,
that one true living God of heaven,
真正的天上的神,
was standing right in front of him.
当时就站在他的面前,
and he didn't even realize it. He was not far from the kingdom, but he had missed the kingdom by miles. He did not love God or love Christ as he ought to have. One who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree which is in the paradise of God.
他说,得胜的,
The biblical concept of the overcomer or the conqueror.
圣经里面所讲到的这个得胜的人,得胜者,
the Bible presents the general concepts of salvation in two different verbal ideas.
圣经里面讲到的这样一种得救的这样一个概念,有用两方面的语言来描述。
There's the concept in which salvation is present and here and now.
也就是说, 一方面是得救, 是在现在的, 此时此刻已经有的。
If you are a believer, if you have placed your faith and your trust in Christ alone for salvation, you are saved.
如果你是信徒, 你把你的信心完完全全地放在主耶稣基督上面, 你现在就已经是得救的。
However, all throughout Scripture, you have commands to persevere in faith and in obedience.
但是在另外一方面, 在圣经里面, 你到处都可以看到, 就是你需要忍耐, 不断地来坚持。
And the result of perseverance,
这样坚持的这样一个结果,
is ultimately speaking salvation in the end.
是最终的得救。
Although you are saved,
尽管你已经得救了,
there's coming a point in time in your life in the future when you will be saved.
但是在将来的某一个时间, 你会, 那个时候, 你将会被救。
And so this concept of the overcomer is looking to that future point in time when you have lived your life fully for Jesus Christ.
这里讲到的得胜者是指那些你把你的一生都是完完全全的为耶稣而活的，你在讲到将来的那个情形的时候。
When your Christian life is presented as growing constantly and consistently closer and closer to God and towards Christ.
当你的基督徒的生命越来越多的更像耶稣基督那样来成长，不断的在成长。
Where you are overcoming and conquering in faith and obedience.
你在信心上，在顺服主上面，你不断的得胜。
And the result of that is the eating of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
这样的结果是你吃那生命树的果子，这棵生命树是在神的乐园里面。
In other words, there's eternal life.
换句话说，就是说那里有永生。
And it's eternal life within paradise.
在乐园里面的永生。
Let me ask you a few questions this morning.
这个早上我想问你几个问题。
Does this church, the Church of Ephesus,
这间教会，以弗所这间教会,
rightly describe Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church?
是不是也很好地描述了明州国语教会的情形?
Have you, as an individual in this church,
你作为一个个人在这个教会里的一个会员，一个个人,
replaced your love for Christ with your love for some sort of idol?
你有没有把你对耶稣基督的爱，你把它替换了，替换成对某些偶像的爱？Whether
it be the ministry,
甚至可能是所谓的服事,
or the church itself,
或者是这个教会本身,
or your job,
或者是你的工作,
or your family,
或者是你的家庭,
or your schooling,
或者是你在学校的成绩,
or your friends,
或者是你的朋友?
If so,
如果是这样的话,
you need to repent.
你需要悔改。
The consequences of not repenting are great.
不悔改的后果是非常大的。
The church is not guaranteed to survive.
教会并不能保证会一直的存在下去，这样的教会。
And the candlestick may be removed by Christ himself.
你的灯台可能会被 耶稣基督自己亲自的拿掉。
Another question.
另外一个问题。
We looked at briefly at the concept of the overcomer.
我们简短的看了一下那些得胜人、得胜者。
The one who is persevering in their Christian life in faith and in obedience.
那些在他们基督徒的生命当中，他们的信心，还有在他们的顺服神上面不断的得胜、顺服、坚持的人。
Are you spending personal time in the Word and in prayer?
你有没有花你自己的时间在读经上面，在祷告上面？
Are you spending time personally repenting and confessing sin before God?
你有没有在神的面前，你花时间承认自己的罪？
And thus, are you consistently growing in your personal faith and obedience towards the Lord?
因此你不断地在你的基督徒的生命当中向着主来成长。
That overcoming,
这样一种得胜,
that concept,
这样一种概念,
is the mark of the true believer.
是一个真正的信主的人的标志。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起结束祷告。
Father,
天父,
the words that you have spoken through your Son to the church,
你借着你的儿子向众教会所说的话,
are difficult to swallow,
很难咽下去,
yet they are absolutely true.
但是他们是完完全全的真实。
We thank you for using the text of your scripture to peel away the layers of our own hearts.
我们感谢你，你用你的话语把我们心里面一层一层的剥开。
And we pray that you would help us to see the inside of what we truly believe and what we truly live for.
我们祷告，求你让我们清清楚楚地看到我们真正的所信的。 是什么。
And we pray that you give us the grace and the strength to repent and to live towards and for you.
我们也祈求，求你给我们这样的恩典和这样的力量，让我们为着你而活。
We pray this in your Son's precious name.
我们祷告是奉你宝贵的儿子的名。
Amen.